from the book of Daniel, which you have already heard in your reading. And I shall read from verse 12 to verse 18, which is slightly lengthy, but I want us to be all on one accord. Is that all right? For there reads, there are certain Jews who thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in the rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that of what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. From these scriptures, I'd like to speak to you for a brief moment on the topic, don't let nothing come between you and your God. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you now for this time, space, and opportunity that you have allowed me to stand before your presence one more time. Oh God, take me out of self now, that I might decrease and you shall increase in me. Oh Lord, move me out of your way now. Hide me behind that old rugged cross, that they shall see less of me and more of thee. Anoint me now, God, and use me for your glory. And I pray, God, that the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, shall be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Why don't you go ahead and put your hands together for God one more time. Don't let nothing come between you and your God. Not your mother, not your father, not your husband, no wife, no son or daughter, no brother or sister, no job, no situation, no circumstance. Don't let nothing come between you and your God. How many of you know and realize the fact that the enemy will do anything and everything in his power to come between you and the love that you have for your God? And the only reason he's doing this is because he is still angry and bitter at God for kicking him out of heaven, which happens to be his own fault, because he had gotten to a place where he thought he was bigger than God. He thought that he was the one running things. And God had to show him who was in charge and who had all power. And he threw him out of heaven. How many of you know that we serve a God and worship one who has all power, and beside him there is no other? And although Satan is aware of this, it still does not stop him from going about the earth trying to destroy and kill God's people. And we must realize and understand the fact that as long as we are living, as long as we have breath in our body, the enemy is going to come at us in all kind of ways, trying to do everything in his power to separate us from the love of God. For he is a sneaky and conniving, dirty fighter. And the one way that Satan can get at us is by coming at us through God's people. Get back at God is by coming at him through God's people. That's why it is very important that we stay on the lookout for every tactic that he will try to use. For he is aware of and knows all of our weaknesses. He knows all the things that we love to do, and even those things that are not of God that we struggle with on a daily basis not to do. For the enemy will try to take our weakness and use it to his advantage. For the devil is persistent. He is determined to separate us from God, that he will even pull those things from your past. And he tries to build them up and make them look enticing, which is nothing more than another form of his strategy, where he is trying to come between you and the love that you have for God. How many of you know that no matter what you go through, no matter what anybody tries to make you think, always have it in your mind that you will serve God and him only. That's why it is so important that we stay totally connected to God. We must always keep our minds stayed on him, understanding the fact that anything that comes our way, we will be able to handle it. For we can never allow anything to interfere with us and God. For we must become as though we are married to him. For we must love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and all of our mind. For the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that loves the Lord. So Faust Chapel, know that the very things that the enemy has meant for your bad, God is going to turn them around for your good. Which brings me to our text today. Now, in our text, we find that King Nebuchadnezzar had made an image of gold whose height was 3 cubits, which is 90 feet high, and he sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And the Bible says that they all were gathered together for that dedication of the image. And they stood before the image as there was a herald that cried aloud and said, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and language," meaning everybody, "that when they hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, which is the trombone, the psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, were to fall down and worship this very image that the king had set up. And if there was anyone who did not fall and worship this golden image at the very moment that he instructed them to, they would be cast into the fiery furnace. And because of the king's command, everyone who heard this music from different instruments fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And now we find, as we look a little farther in our text, that there were 3 Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who worshiped their God and no other. And when the king heard about this, he commanded that they be brought before him. How many of you know people, when you don't do things the way they want you to do it, they'll get a little upset. But you have to have that mindset and know who you serve and why you serve him. And when the king heard, and the Bible says that when they were brought before the king, he asked them this very question: "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship golden images that I have set up?" And the king gives them one more chance to fall down and worship this golden image that he had made. And if they still chose not to do so, then they would be cast into the fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Now, right here is a prime example of the king trying to come between the three Hebrew boys and their God. Don't you ever let no situation that you may be in make you make a decision to change the God that you serve. Are you with me? But I love how they show their faithfulness to their only God here in verse 16 and 17. For the Bible said that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "We are not careful to answer thee in this matter." In other words, they were saying, "We're not going to even think about that, what you're talking about. For there is nothing you can say or do that will make us change our mind. And if it be so, God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hands, O king. But if he don't, we still will not bow down before your image." I'm feeling my help coming on now. For how many of you know that would still choose to worship God if you knew that your life was on the line? For if he died for us, we should be willing to die for him. And the Bible says that the king became very angry at them, and he commanded that the fiery furnace be heated up seven times hotter than it already was. Getting pretty hot in here. And he commanded that some of the strongest men in this army was to cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the burning fiery furnace. And the Bible says that when the king's men threw the three Hebrew boys into the furnace, that the blazing fire was so hot that it killed the king's men. For what the devil meant for your bad, hallelujah, Jesus, God will turn it around for your good. Now, if you would allow me to paraphrase a little as I bring this thing to a close, the Bible says, I feel something, y'all, that there three Hebrew boys fell down and bowed into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And if I can use my spiritual imagination for just a moment, I see old Nebuchadnezzar looking at the fiery furnace, amazed at what he sees. And I can believe he's saying to himself, "I can't believe my eyes, for no harm has came to these Hebrew boys." And I can hear him asking the question, "For how is it that my men were killed from just the blaze of the fire, and these men are still walking around as though no harm has come to them?" And he answered, I can hear him answering and saying unto the king, "True, O king, then why am I..." The king threw them in the furnace. Okay, follow me. And I can hear the king asking them, "Why am I seeing four men loose walking in the midst of the fire and have no hurt or harm, though they are having a Holy Ghost party? And the fourth one looks just like..." I say the fourth one looks just like the Son of God. For it is the Son of God. For I just come to let somebody know the kind of power that our God has this morning. And when you allow nothing to come between you and the love that you have for him, nothing can bring you no harm. For how many of you know that he will show up in the midst of your fiery furnaces of life and make the seemingly impossible possible? For he would take what the enemy meant for your bad, and he will begin to turn it around for your goodness. Whether it be a fiery furnace of sickness, addiction, lying, cheating, backbiting, whatever your fiery furnace may be, know that and believe that God will come into the midst of your situation and turn it around for you. Do I have anybody here that believe that today? I say, do you believe it? Then get on your feet and shout out, yeah. Yeah. Say yeah. 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 For don't let nothing come between you and your God. Go ahead and praise him now. I said, praise him for your fiery furnace issues as though they have already been taken care of. It's already done. Don't let nobody like you know. Don't nobody like you know what the Lord has done for you. If you are facing a fiery furnace today, you need to believe the same God that you have been trusting all the days of your life will show up in your situation. And not only will he show up, but he'll show out and do just what you need him to do today. Now, y'all don't praise him like you believe that what I'm talking about. If you truly believe that God is your all in all, that he will turn everything around for your good, then give him a little praise. Don't ever let nothing come between you and your God. I don't care how bad it may seem. I don't care how drastic it may look. I don't care what the situation is making you feel like. Know that the God that you serve is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. If you believe that, give him praise now. Amen. For there may be one here this morning who don't know anything about this God that we are talking about. For you have never tried him. Well, this is a very good opportunity for you to step out on faith and trust in him. Stand to your feet. Don't let nothing, not even this moment, where you may be feeling a little ashamed, because if you step out, people are going to be talking about you. But let me tell you right now, every one of us had to do this very same thing. So if there's one in here that is feeling God pulling at you, your feet a little jumpy, that means you should come on down and give your life to Jesus. Will there be one today? Will there be one?